40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
it's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a new Badger Head Coach Monday. Dominic A. Shocker, Luke Fickell, hired from the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats. He's being introduced in Madison, Wisconsin, the new head football coach of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. I believe we're going to take our feed live from Learfield, our partners with WFHR, WRCE, and of course, Waxy, Lake Air and Amory. Let's go to the press conference. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh should be introducing the new head coach anytime now. We got time? Okay. So, Dom, this is obviously big news. The highest paid state government employee in the great state of Wisconsin got fired after, what, about three games of the season? Maybe four, something like that. I forget. 2-3, so I guess it was five. That was Paul Christ. And then his defensive coordinator, Jim Leonard, obviously a long and storied history, walk-on, All-American with the Badgers, NFL career, was waiting his turn. And his turn seemingly had come. He got the interim role, and he marched the Badgers down the field. A better second half of the season. They beat Purdue. But I was at that game Saturday, Dom. And one Graham Mertz pass may have cost Jim Leonard his current head coaching dreams. Down in the fourth quarter, Mertz just sailed one, man. And I was in Section W. Thank you to the good folks at Learfield for providing my courtesy tickets on Saturday, Dom. And I got to tell you, it was a disappointing way to end Senior Day. To lose the Paul Bunyan Axe for a second consecutive year.
The news reports, Crudy, and I sent it to you immediately, the Journal Sentinel, because we've been talking
about
this.
You were hours late on that, man.
And because I was surprised, and I think a lot of people apparently were surprised. Now, I'm not the big Badger fan like you are, Curdy, but certainly it seemed to be that this guy, Jim Leonard, would just be, you know, walk on and take the job. General Sentinel reporting that Leonard had publicly expressed his desire, of course, we know this, to take over as a full-time head coach. But a source close to the UW program said on Sunday that Leonard was blindsided and devastated by the news.
I feel like Graham Mertz was blindsided at least a couple times in that game. unfortunate, Braylon Allen, their sophomore running back, the star of the UW program. And Braylon Allen did not play on Saturday. And it was a hard way to end the season, at least the regular season, without your star running back.
And obviously, I think maybe the outcome could have been a little different. You know, you pound it downhill and maybe you get a few more yards and you can score that touchdown late in the fourth. And maybe Jim Leonard becomes the head coach. But I got to think, if Jim Leonard was the right fit, I mean, they posted this job about a week in advance. And if they wanted Jim Leonard, well, they could have had Jim Leonard, obviously, right? He was right there. He wanted the job. And he was probably cheap relative to this new hire, Dom. The new guy, $6.5 million man. And that's before they do the coaches show and the courtesy cars. And I bet he's got a few courtesy tickets to give out as well. Over here, Luke could always use a couple of good Badger seats. How are we doing at the press conference?
Still a nice, long introduction. We're opening it up. We're thanking him. Lots of close to the mic.
Well, you know, this is actually, they told us this would be sort of a split up event. First, the rich guys get to meet him, right? You know, with cash comes access. So they're having an upstairs, a very private meeting. This one being held. The spokesperson right now for UW is Matt LePay, the guy I always wanted to be. What I want to be when I grew up, I want to be Matt LePay, and he ain't leaving. So
Matt LePay's still Matt LePay. You can't have two Matt LePays, Crudy.
Yeah, but you could have, you know, Crudy following.
Yeah, man, you're Matt Crudy. LePay. Don't worry about it, man. You're good the way you
future
are.
Future voice of the Badgers, Crudy. I don't think LePay's leaving, and he is the best. And they're introducing the new head football coach here in the state of Wisconsin. This is kind of big news. When we had our little company meeting this morning, it's all anyone was talking about. Evan tells us we're ready. Let's take it live. Matt LePay introducing the new head Badger football coach, Luke Fickle. Struggle with Luke.
Very highly decorated player and an academic All-Big Ten honoree. Chris McIntosh returned to UW-Madison 8 years ago.
Now he's introducing the athletic director.
I believe most of you in this room know, took over his current position on July 1st. 2021,
and he's been doing some redecorating.
College athletics took a dramatic turn with the changes going on with NIL and all the rest. That was when he started, July 1st 2021. Yet with all the changes going on, he is a man who very clearly embraces tradition and all the values that have made UW athletics so successful, while always looking for ways to keep building and can continue the pursuit of championships. Please welcome Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh.
Chris has been firing some people this year. But today's the big announcement. The new head football coach, Luke Fickle, being introduced.
Wait for it. Thank you, Matt. How about a round of applause for the voice of the Badgers?
Could be Crudy.
I'd like to thank you all for being here today. It's an exciting day. Since October 2nd, there have been two priorities. Priority number one has been to maximize this season for this team. And it has been an incredibly difficult season for many reasons. I couldn't be more proud of this team for the way that you've pushed through adversity, for the way that you've competed. Thank you.
The 6-6 finish for your Wisconsin Badgers.
I'm grateful for the approach that our coaching staff took, given incredibly difficult circumstances. Day in and day out, their priority has been to maximize this season for these young men. But lastly, this university, this program, me personally, we owe Coach Leonard a debt of gratitude. Jimmy's standing within our program has grown beyond imagination. He's poured himself into this program as a player, as a position coach, as a defensive coordinator, and as the interim head coach. And for that, we should always and eternally be grateful. The second priority. I said on October 2nd that I owed it to this program to conduct a national search to find the best leader that positions this program for long-term success. There have been so many people
that have contributed to this process, the process that leads us here today. And I have many thank yous to share. First and foremost, thank you to Chad Chatlos at Turnkey for assisting in this search. Thank you to my senior staff, especially Marcus Sedbury and Craig Hansen. To our campus partners, in particular Rob Kramer, Nancy Lynch, Brian Vaughn, Patrick Sheehan, our athletic board chair Ann Sheehy and faculty rep Pete Miller, and to everyone that helped make this event here today possible. Thank you to UW System President Jay Rothman, our Board of Regents, especially Regent President Karen Walsh, but a most special thank you to Chancellor Mnookin. Chancellor Mnookin was there for me every step of the way during this process. You were instrumental in the success of this process, and I'm so grateful for your support. Thank you. And now I'd like to talk about the future. But before I do, the comments I make about the future are meant to stand on their own. It's not about comparison to anyone or to anywhere or to any other era. When I took this job a year and a half ago, I spoke about building something special that we could all be proud of. I spoke about building upon a strong foundation, one that had been built over the course of decades, one that honors our values, one that does it the right way, not necessarily the easy way, but the right way, and one that always puts our student athletes first. We needed to find a person that believed in the same thing, a person that aligned with and could demonstrate their ability to deliver. And I couldn't be more excited about the person we found. I can't wait to partner with Coach Fickell to build upon something special here at Wisconsin, something that we can all be proud of. And now, at an occasion like this, the conventional approach would be for me to read from a list of Coach Fickell's many accomplishments. And I can assure you it is a long list.
No
list.
While
Coach Fickell's accomplishments are incredible, what excites me the most is his approach, his expectation on a day-to-day basis. It's easy to believe that games are won on Saturdays. The reality is games are won by dedication on a daily basis, dedication to preparation on a daily basis. And what struck me most about Coach Fickell is his dedication to a proven process, one that has demonstrated results and success. But his process is not just limited to winning football games. His process teaches young men how to be successful in life, off the field, on the field, in the classroom, now and beyond. Friends, it is time for us to get excited about what the future of Wisconsin football holds. It's time to dedicate ourselves to making those aspirations a reality. Wisconsin is committed to being successful in a changing world, beginning with the way our football program operates, beginning with the construction of facilities and the embracement of opportunities like NIL for our student athletes. But success will require a commitment from all of us. It will require support from all of us. There's no doubt Wisconsin is playing to win, on the field and in the classroom, now and beyond. And for the young men in our program, we believe that this experience can be transformational. Luke Fickell believes the same thing. And that's what I'm most excited about. It's time to get after it now. It's time for us to embrace this opportunity. I appreciate you being here today. I thank you for your continued support on Wisconsin. And now let's open our arms up to Luke and to Amy and to the entire Fickell family. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present to you the 31st head football coach at the University of Wisconsin, Luke Fickell.
That was athletic director Chris McIntosh introducing the new Badger head coach. Luke Fickell will take you back as soon as they get to the coach's remarks.
We're in continuing coverage right now.
I hear the Learfield reps talking down the line there. You monitor and you let us know. As soon as it's possible to go back and actually hear the coach's remarks, we'll go back into the room at UW-Madison. A little extended Sports Talk Live coverage going on here on the Devil's Advocates.
Right, man. The old days, Grudy.
It is not that common that the University of Wisconsin hires a new head football coach until this year. Apparently, it's become a little more common stance this year. But anyways, Chris McIntosh, after introducing the 30th head football coach with an interim title, now has introduced the 31st, Luke Fickell, a guy who comes with a very impressive resume. Let's meet the coach. Play it for the people, Evan.
I could be here, obviously, without an incredible amount of people that I need to thank. And I won't list them all because, obviously, I would forget somebody. But I do want to start off, obviously, with Chancellor Mnookin and her leadership team. I appreciate what you guys have done and given me this great opportunity. To President Rothman, I appreciate, obviously, everything that the trust and that he's putting in me, to the Board of Regents, to President Karen Walsh, to the Athletic Board, to Dr. Ann Sheehy, to the faculty rep Pete Miller, thank you for believing. I know this is, like I told the guys today, a little bit of blind faith. You know, maybe you do a Zoom call or something like that. Maybe they can look some things up, but there is some blind faith involved in what you guys are doing for me, just like I asked these guys over here to have as we continue this and begin this new journey. So thank you. Thank you for all that, everybody that's been a part of believing and giving me this opportunity. Special thanks, obviously, to Chris. I know this wasn't the easiest thing in the world, and to step outside of a comfort zone and believe in me and figuring that there's some differences and there's some changes, and being open to this. And I believe that this one of the big reasons why I'm here, not just because of Chris, but in our ability to have a partnership, our ability to find ways in this new evolving landscape and of moving this program, this athletic department, everything that we do forward. And it's got to be a partnership, and there's got to be a relationship, and there's got to be a lot of trust. And I appreciate that from you. Obviously, thank you to my family, to my wife most in particular, that the rock, as we all know, the kind of the strength behind this whole thing that gives me the opportunity to spend so much time with 100 and some 18 to 22 year olds, and maybe not as much time with the six of mine at my house. Thank you for allowing me to chase this dream and this passion that I have of coaching and developing young men. I couldn't do it without you. To all my kids, to my daughter Luca, to Ashton, to Aiden, Lake, and to Lucian, for allowing me to uproot you, start this journey all over again without batting an eye. To my oldest son, who's not here, I appreciate him as well. And it's most difficult sometimes on the family, because real soon here, guys, we'll go to work, and those blinders will go on and just start rolling. And a lot of times there's a lot of others that that don't get the credit that they deserve. And I know for this that this is a family thing for us coming here, us moving here, us uprooting. Just like I told those guys that when they get to know me, we'll create a family. My family will be a part of this, every bit a part of it. And so I appreciate them for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to do this. To the University of Cincinnati, where to President Pinto, to John Cunningham, who were my bosses over the last 6 years, all that they've done for me and given me the opportunity to be standing here today, the support that I needed, the belief as we continued to grow, what it is that we did there. I appreciate them. I thank them. To all the coaches that helped me get here, obviously the coaches at the University of Cincinnati in particular that were assistant coaches, and obviously we had a bunch. That was one of the tougher things, is there was a lot of change and a lot of role through that. But all those guys came in, believed in what it is we're doing, bought into what we were doing, stayed aligned, and give us this opportunity, and me in particular, this opportunity to be where I am. And really the most important group of all to the former players that I had. What was it about? I told those guys about 6 hours before I talked to them, I stood in front of a group of guys that I owe everything to. I mean, that's why I'm standing here. I know that there's a lot of people to be thankful for, but there's no way we can do this. I know I couldn't do this without the guys that I had there and what it is that they did for me and for my family and for a lot of us. We all work really hard in this profession, but if you can't get the guys behind you to believe in you, you can't get those guys to do things that they don't even believe they're going to do, then we don't have these opportunities like this. And it's amazing sometimes that those guys do what they do for us, and then there is a lot of change in their life. But we all understand it's a part of it. I told the team yesterday that change is inevitable, right? There's change in all of our lives. Growth is what's optional. And we have to choose to grow. You know, we have to choose to grow. There's a lot of change in my life as well. And I know that for us in particular, as a group of men together, we're all going to be growing together through this change. And it's never easy. It's never easy. But the things that are easy aren't what last. The things that are easy aren't what going to get us to where we want to go, to get us back to where we deserve and believe we need to be. And as we go through this, we will do this together, and that's what I want them to know more than anything. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than any one coach. You know, this is about a team. This is about a group of men. This is about a guys coming together and believing, even through all these changes and different things that are going to happen, that we build something. You know, and we build it together, because where there's a couple people that reap the rewards of success, you know, it's usually the head coach and the quarterback that are the guys that continue to move on and reap the success. But we know how it really has to happen, and it's got to happen from within. And there's no other way that I know of doing it. And I'm excited about this opportunity, as I hope you all can envision and see. I'm not one to stand up here and make bold statements by any means. I'm not one to make outlandish, you know, goals and things that we're going to be able to do. I can promise you this, that I'm gonna get these guys to believe in what it is that we do, buy into the things that we do, the way that which we do them. And it's going to be because they see the trust, respect, and love that that I have for them every single day, through the ups, through the downs, through the most difficult times. But that's what it's a part of. And the change is inevitable. The growth is what's optional, and I'm willing to grow. I've met with a lot of these guys today. I felt really good about their ability and their willingness to grow. And for 4 or 5 hours I spent with these guys today, I realized why this place is so special, why they've had incredible success. And not once did we didn't go to the weight room. I didn't watch a film. I didn't see a guy make a tackle. I didn't see a guy run a 40-yard dash. I didn't see a guy do a bench press. But I saw a bunch of guys tell me what their heart really felt, what they felt about this place, how they felt about their teammates, what they felt about the locker room, and what success was to them. And I had the greatest relief. I haven't even had a chance to tell my wife. I had the greatest relief of when those guys walked out of knowing that I'm in the right place, I'm with the right group of guys, and I'm excited to go to work. So I appreciate that. I promise you'll get a lot more of me, more than maybe you want at times, but I'm incredibly excited for this opportunity. I'm incredibly excited to get started, and we can't get this thing rolling fast enough. So, Chris, thank you. Everybody, thank you. I appreciate it. On Wisconsin.
That is new.
So that is
Badger head football coach Luke Fickell. And no one saw it coming, Dom, but we played it for you live because, you know, when the most expensive employee in the state governance system gets hired. And let's not forget, you had to fire the last coach. That cost us $11 million on the way out the door. So there are some well-heeled donors that they wanted success now. That's what this means. Success now. You hired a former Buckeye. I mean, that's really making a compromise. Come back.
Right.
When you say devil's advocates, you've said it all.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 34 overnight under overcast skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 52. Cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely, 23. Upper 20s Wednesday with a chance for snow, low 30s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. As always, happy Monday to us all, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we'll get to the phones momentarily. Got to tell you, I'm in beautiful, I think it's Polk County. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin. I'm learning the back roads. I went up to Sawyer County. I went up to Hayward. That's, you know, sort of big, musky lumberjack company. Country here in northern Wisconsin. Dom, we're looking forward to closing on and turning up a couple of these radio stations. And I got to tell you, the locals I've met up here, they love us already, Dom. They don't even know us, but to know us is to love us. I think we got probably a few new friends in Osceola listening in today. Hopefully some people here in Lake Country, 1260 AM listening in Amory. And I can tell you, you can hear this signal, and it's going to get bigger and better in about 2 weeks, Tom. But this signal, I heard it most of the way, all the way up to Hayward, which is about 90 minutes northeast of where I'm currently located. I've been there and back today. And, Dom, the people I met here, the main streets are thriving. I did go into a Packer bar yesterday.
it's work. You got to check out, see what the locals are doing, right?
Well, I did. I went into a Viking bar in Osceola.
Oh, a
I mean,
Viking
every
bar.
TV. Yes, I misspoke. A Viking bar.
Oh, they had a and tough I went in day there. Yesterday, man.
I know. I stayed for one cocktail, and the bartender was really quite good, but he offered me a menu, and I looked at the score, and it was like 20-3, and I'm like, maybe not.
Man, the NFL cut away from that game and played the other game at, like, I don't know, halfway through the third quarter. It was a blowout.
You know, I was listening to KFAN, which is one of the best talk stations, sports talk, in the nation out of Minneapolis, and they were quite miserable. Yeah. But it was an opportune time to go to the Dallas House. I got to tell you, in this part of the world, some of the best steak and seafood I've had recently. So I went there last night. I've eaten like a big dog here.
You've had a lot of steak and seafood recently, Curtis, so I trust your judgment.
Well, you know, I do like to partake. If nothing else, that's, you know, I ate one company meal since I've been here. That was the one. But I also ate at Farm to Table, and I've eaten at the family restaurant here in Amory. And, you know, the fare's been good. Yummy. It's been good. The people have been quite nice, Dom, and as mentioned, as I go out and meet people on Main Street, and I tell them, hey, we're coming to your town, and we're going to try and restore the quality of local radio. And you know, Dom, it's been a wonderful embrace by these local communities, because they miss it. If they don't have it, they miss it. Radio is so very important. A lady in town here today told me, well, I live in Amory, and it's great, but I go 4 miles outside of town, and I can't get broadband internet. The radio is her lifeline. I mean, if she can't listen to the Packers, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And the guy I talked to yesterday, I told him, you know, we're a Badger station up here. This guy's a big, big, big sports fan, you could tell. He had actually, where did he go to college? He River Falls, which I won't hold against him. You know, a couple of lacrosse grads are self Dom. But meeting people, they're very friendly people, as I would expect in Wisconsin. I've gone in, I've introduced myself, and, you know, literally within a matter of minutes, Dom, I feel like I've made some friendly acquaintances, and they've all been very helpful. They've tried to point me towards some real estate and some local people, which could be talent that could join Civic Media at some point in the future. But it's nice and refreshing that not a single one of them's asked me my politics. The only guy I admitted my politics to is the guy that had a Joe Biden mug on his shelf. But first I asked him if it was his Joe Biden mug. He said it was.
So they didn't bring up politics to you, Crudy. Did you bring up politics to them?
Only when necessary, Dom. Only when necessary.
And how do you determine what is necessary? I mean, you didn't lead with that, obviously.
No, because it is not my job to change your mind in a direct way. But it is my job, I feel like, Dom, is we're up here and we're trying to build out radio facilities. This station here had been literally off the air. This community felt abandoned for lack of a radio station. If it weren't for my partner and his financial commitment to putting the right tech in, to putting, you know, the right big transmitters, they're expensive machines. But when this thing comes out the other end, this community can be proud that it's represented. And as he told me, as different people told me, the Chamber of Commerce told me, you know, there are certain communities that have more going on than others. But all these little towns, if you live in a town of 2,000, Dom, every weekend is not festival weekend in your town. And you, if you don't want to go bored to tears, I mean, if you like to fish, Dom, lots of lakes. But if you're looking for a good time on a Friday or a Saturday night, all these little communities do round robins, and they invite each other in. You know, it was so funny today. I'm leaving Hayward today, and I'm driving under a railroad bridge, and obviously the high school kids, the class of 22, had come all the way to Hayward to write Spooner Blows on the railroad bridge. You know, these back little community battles. It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys in a positive sort of way. It was, you know, Spooner Blows. It could have been a lot worse, Dom. But anyways, it's been refreshing, and I know that this part of the state is about 65% red currently. It ain't going to stay that way, Dom. I guarantee it, man. It cannot stay that way when the Devil's Advocates are out here making friends all over, you know, northwestern Wisconsin, as the case may be.
Crudy on the road again. Love it, man. I love to hear what's going on out there. I love the fact you're out there putting the miles in, setting these things up. It takes effort. It takes work. It's more than just the money. It's an effort of a full team of people to get it up and running. And of course, then we got to have the programming and the production to get it all out there. And the phone lines to talk to the people at 844-967-2789. We'll take some calls. We have Don Brown checking in, of course. Today, the one-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. We'll discuss more of that with you. And again, our friend Scott Ross at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Once again, 844-967-2789. We are the Devil's Advocates all over Wisconsin, all over the United States, all over the world. Coming back with your calls just a minute. We'll be right back.
In the dust that was a city, if I could find a souvenir. Just to prove the world was here, and here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Hey, yes, man's in town!
Yeah, probably.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Back to Work Monday edition. And I'm a new head football coach for the University of Wisconsin. We played you the press conference live. Thank you to our partners at Learfield, the new Badger head football coach, Luke Fickell. And it's all about the money, baby. I mean, the donors must have been pressuring the athletic director, Chris McIntosh. This is a very, very expensive change of direction from Paul Christ.
You think you got to pay the guys leaving, and then you got to pay the new guy coming in. According to the Journal Sentinel, Fickell was set to make $5 million for his sixth season at Cincinnati. And what, six and a half now, you're saying, Crudy?
$6.5 million. Estimated salary. But that's, of course, plus fringe benefits. You know, big-time college football pays well. Quite well.
Yeah, apparently so, man. I don't, you know, and I love your college football, and the Badgers are great, you know, the home team. These are kind of obscene numbers, I gotta be honest. I mean, how about give the guy $1 million and let him use his name, image, and likeness to go hustle up the pizza joints like the players and see if he can get some extra money that way.
Dom, are you feeling a little angry because he's starting to make big time radio money like you?
Yeah, six and a half, man. I'm still waiting for my Soros check.
Yeah, well, Dom, here's what I would say. This is a win now attitude. The reason we hired this guy is because he's got a track record of success at the very highest levels. This is not a, you know, get all the good local kids and develop them into walk-ons and fine athletes through the course of time. This is the sort of guy that hopes to bring four-star and five-star athletes. You know, these kids have become commodities. And when you hear the athletic director talking about what? The licensing deals that these college kids now get to make. If you live in the state of Wisconsin, you've probably seen the Pepsi commercials with mediocre quarterback Graham Mertz and sophomore standout Braylon Allen. I mean, and God bless him. If you can get paid in college, because we remember, Tom, I mean, it didn't used to be that way. I mean, the only paying off going in college was mostly in a McDonald's bag in a guy's locker.
Right, right. Some $100 bills in your sneakers after the game.
Well, that would happen, and certainly it was part of the recruiting and the playing process, but now they can cultivate these star players. They can bring them licensing deals. I just wonder, is that the role of the university? Because, I mean, this university, Dom, I don't know if you noted yesterday when the new head coach and his family flew into Truex Field here in Dane County, Wisconsin. Madison flew on a private Wisconsin jet. I didn't know the football program had its own jet. I mean, is that for like key recruits? You go pick them up at the airport?
You know, if it's the role of the university to pay for the athletic departments the way they do, and you know these are big dollar amounts for most universities. Certainly, it's their if you're going to even get involved in it, certainly it's their role to do licensing deals to perhaps to bring people in if you can do it, or you could just pay them. You know, call me crazy. They are adults, 18 and over. You know, they get paid like everybody else. So I'd like to see some of that, but. I mean, okay, great, good. Let's see some wins, but $6.5 million plus. Whoo,
Dom, that's the chump change. You know what else is being speculated? The Don McLean Center, once upon a time, a marvel. Not anymore. It's an 80-yard practice field. Football fields are 100 yards. So they want a full-size facility, and it has already been speculated. This guy, as part of his contract initially, when he went to Cincinnati, he made facility demands. Like they had to upgrade their facilities so he could have a top flight, you know, athletic facilities to show off to his prospective athletes. Well, that facility, the replacement for the Don McLean Center, $300 million.
Ooh,
now you're really starting to add up to some money, man. Pretty soon we're going to be giving money to Foxconn.
That's a lot of money for a 6-6 team. I mean, can't you just cut it down a little bit and say, hey, here's a little bonus if you get to a bowl game. Here's a little bonus if you win the Rose Bowl. I mean,
all those bonuses
$1 million
are additionally in place. Those are incentives. Those are the perks. Those are the fringe benefits, Dom. You know, unfortunately, you were never quite an athlete. You,
man. Come on, crew. What? I'm a total athlete, man. Anything you want to do, you want to go at, I am in, man. Bring it.
College football.
Bring it. Sure. Well, I'll grab a football. You try to stop me.
I'll do that. That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah,
it would. It's been a while.
It would be. But, you know, we got to do it in a small, confined space. I'm not
Is there any hesitation with the kind of money we're throwing around here? Now you're talking about a $300 million practice facility on top of all of this. I mean, how much is too much, Crudy?
Well, you know, it depends on how big a practice facility they get. here's what I would say. We were at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC. That's the big business lobby. We were at their luncheon when Paul Christ was introduced as the head coach. And speaking immediately before him was the monotonistic wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. And it came off as a skosh political, if you'll recall, Dom. Not only was it an outside business lobbying group that was entirely supportive of Republicans, but, you know, basically Scott Walker warmed him up for Paul Christ. And I don't know who the worst public speaker is. I mean, Scott Wanker, the nose. I know we've all got it. We're in Wisconsin. But he's worse than most. But Paul Christ was a horrible communicator. I don't know how you pay anyone to head a program, how he's supposed to inspire young people. You inspire people by communicating with them. And Paul Chris was a horrible communicator, to my opinion. I've never seen him successfully string like three sentences together.
I get that, and you are, you know, public speaking in front of your team is one thing. Perhaps he's one of those that gets a little different when he gets in front of a different crowd. That's hard to say, but I do agree with you. I think obviously communication very important in the coaching, but you got to sell him, you got to bring him along. I think Fickell. Mention that. You know, it's one thing to get paid, it's one thing to do it, but you got to sell it, and you got to have them believe in what you're trying to do. Otherwise, they're not going to believe that they can do wonderful and courageous and awesome things if they're not buying down to the most basic level. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's been a disappointing season for the Badgers. Where do we stand now? How many games? A bowl game, right? What do we know?
We are bowl eligible, and here's what Crudy says. Decline the bowl. Decline the bowl. If you do not have a head coach in place, and I'm not clear that Luke Fickell would be able to coach the Badgers. I mean, who's going to coach their program? Right? Doesn't he have some obligation under contract? He may have to finish out the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
2 weeks notice, something like that. So I'm not clear. Would you retain the outgoing coaching staff to coach you through the bowl game?
I mean, that's
Barry Alvarez coming out of retirement again to coach just one more game. I mean, it's going to have to be some bastardized version, but normally you take the bowl game because you want to develop your young players. You want more opportunities for these kids to practice.
Right.
And, you know, the Duke Mayo Blue Bonnet Garden State Bowl that's going to play off on December 22nd or some other non-prestigious night. Dom, I'm not clear that it's worthwhile for this program. No one's going. No one's going to the bowl game this year. Maybe if the new coach was representing the team, I'm less clear. I'm not 100% clear. But I'm not clear that this new coach would be clear to coach the Badgers in the bowl game. So what do you do then? You punt?
You punt, right? Forfeit the game? You don't do that, man.
No, you just decline the invitation. You just say it's 6-6. We really shouldn't be going to a bowl game.
Ah, but you got kids that busted their ass trying to get to a bowl game, man. Don't you owe them
something? How many of those
kids
are already going to be in the transfer portal before the bowl game rolls around? I mean, that's the real question. How many of these kids are leaving campus? Your star here at UW, Braylon Allen, the sophomore tailback, kid from Fond du Lac, he's still 18 years old. Talking about influenceable young people, this kid's 18. And his statement was, well, I'll stay as long as Coach Jim Leonard is the head coach here. Well, that kind of leaves the door open for your star tailback, doesn't it? He was injured in the last game of the season. Is he going to go pad up and play in a bowl game if he doesn't know what next year brings?
Risk the injury?
Risk the NFL career, man. This guy's definitely heading to Sundays. So Braylon Allen, like a lot of those that preceded him, will have a well-paying Sunday afternoon job, about 3 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? Like the Jonathan Taylors and many, many other.
Right. So what? So was he really injured this last game, or did he pull the Rodney? Oh, my arm, it's broken. I mean, I don't know how you put a team together to play.
Saturday, he thought that Jim Leonard was going to be the head coach, right? On Saturday, you thought you were going to win back Paul Bunyan's axe. On Saturday, you thought you were going to get some of the respect you lost as a football program back. But it didn't happen. And ultimately, even the local beat writers, the sports writers here in Madison are like, oh, man, we got to get a different quarterback. Graham Mertz will be the death of Badger fans. And he's a nice kid. He seems like a very nice guy. I'm not criticizing this human being that goes out there and tries really hard. But he airmails more packages than UPS, man.
Sorry, I missed the game.
You know,
sounds like a winner. When's the Big Ten championship?
This Saturday night, Purdue, who this Badger team beat, and Michigan beat Ohio State over the weekend. No one's even talking about the fact that Michigan handed Ohio State their lunch on Saturday.
Now, I was in Michigan over the weekend, and everybody was talking about it. They came out and stuck that Michigan flag right at the 50-yard line of Ohio State. It was glorious.
As mentioned before, and we'll move on from the sports talk, Dom, plenty of other headlines to discuss, but Luke Fickell was a player at Ohio State. He was a coordinator at Ohio State. He was the interim head coach at Ohio State, and much like Jim Leonard, he didn't get the full-time job. He got passed over, and he went on to coach the Bearcats and then obviously moved back to the Big Ten. This was one of his destinations.
Yeah, and I think
– But he might have missed the destination last year, because last year, this non-Power 5 conference school that he coached, Luke Fickell, they were in the college football playoffs. So one of the big SEC programs when they started hiring – he was committed. This actually probably worked out better for him. You know, this year he could move on if the right opportunity presented.
Well, for Jim Leonard, I think it's a good point. I mean, certainly it's a disappointment. Apparently he was blindsided by this news, wanted the job. But, you know, bigger and better things perhaps for Leonard. And as the incoming coach says, you know, change is constant. You know, evolution and growth is optional. And hopefully Leonard will take those opportunities to another program.
You know, someone shared with us, it's Ted Kellner's job. Google him. It's worth the Google. 844-967-2789. Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. Dom, do you have a nice
Sports Talk Live.
Yeah, we're done with sports, basically.
Are we done? Is that
somebody jumps in and says, hey, man, let's talk about that Packer game last night. Is it time to fire the Packers head coach?
Oh, I don't know, Crude. You get
all the women in Wisconsin would, you know, have an axe to grind. They find that coach of the Badgers quite handsome, that LaFleur.
You know, and you know, over the of course my Detroit Lions playing over the Thanksgiving holiday, and man, they tried so hard, they almost pulled and then they lost. So but what, tied for second with the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North, so way ahead of the Bears, which I love to see.
Well, the Bears do still suck.
Yes.
And if you'd like to call in and talk about how badly the Bears suck, we do play the Bears this Saturday at noon, the Packers do. And I think maybe Jordan Love will be the quarterback.
Saturday.
Sunday. My bad.
Okay.
Noon game. Sunday. You don't have to worry about a Badger game, at least not football, this Saturday, Dom. You know, no Big Ten championship game for us this year.
No.
6-6 does not get her done. Come back with us. We'll talk about the new Trump crime spree. Did you hear what Trump's being accused of?
What? More? More crimes?
Yes, new crimes.
Of course he is, man. He's Donald Trump. He can't help himself. Every day he's doing something to break the law.
Well, we'll tell you all about it. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocate. Stay just on the right side of the law as long as we have to. Money. So they say.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions, no doubt.
Oh, my arm! It's broken!
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 34 overnight under overcast skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High of 52, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely 23. Upper 20s Wednesday.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.